This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.
BFBS, original music specials.
Jade Calloway meets Jack Savoretti.
Love is on the line when the same mistakes are made over and over and over again. Love is on the line when jealousy fades and we no longer look back when walking away. I know we still believe in love. I can't believe we're giving up. Oh, I wish that we were strong enough to remember how we were before we tried. When our love was on the line, all we ever did was fight. It no longer matters who's wrong or who's right. And after all this time, nobody wins. There's only the memory of what we have been. I know we still believe in love. I can't believe we're giving up. Strong enough to remember how we were before we tried. Oh, the night is never long enough to forget about the lonely nights we cried.
It is my great pleasure to welcome back to BFBS, the Forces Station, the brilliant Jack Savoretti to talk about his new album. Thank you for coming back and joining us again, Jack.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
It's absolutely our pleasure. We're going to talk about your new single, Secret Life, on the way, taken from Europeana. Congratulations. It is a stunning album.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's pretty crazy to be releasing. First of all, to be back at work is pretty mad. It feels somewhat like a dreamlike state of mind that we had just finished the last campaign, the last record. And then I was going to isolate myself anyway, to be honest. Pre-pandemic, my plan was to go in a bit of a personal lockdown because I just hadn't been home for a while. And suddenly the whole world stopped simultaneously. And it's kind of mad that in that time, this album was born, made. And now that everything's coming back, we're sort of right back where we started before. So it's a very strange time. I think it's a strange time for everybody, but it feels really weird to have this new album out right now.
Yeah. What was the process of music making like in that time that we're all so familiar with, of not being able to do so much?
Well, for me, it was somewhat survival. It was something that kept me sane. When I say survival, I mean more psychologically than anything. Looking out the window just wasn't enough anymore, you know, and I think a lot of people can relate to that. And I'm very fortunate. We live in a beautiful part of the world. So we were very lucky in that respect. So I say this with a pinch of salt because I know how difficult it was for so many people, including family members of mine, whether it be for health or just for, you know, where they actually were in cities, stuck in apartments. However, I think what we all shared in common was this real need for escapism, something we might have taken for granted even before this situation, you know, travel, just being able to travel, even if one didn't, just having that knowledge that you can pack a bag and go, and having that taken away from us, it really made me reevaluate what it is to travel, especially for my children. So I wanted to create for them during the first lockdown the best holiday that they couldn't go on. And that's why I rediscovered a lot of music that I thought to myself, why do we only listen to this music when we're on holiday? Why don't I listen to this music all the time?
Yeah, because it does sound like, my family call it sunshine music. It is that joyful vibe about it. And I mean, you said surviving, but it sounds like thriving. Are you happy?
Yes. And being at home and having that luxury, which in my job, it is a luxury to have that time at home with my wife, with my kids. It was a new level of happiness that I had never felt before. And I think you can hear that on the record. Most of my records in the past have either been about love or frustration or both. This one is about love and happiness.
Let's just remind ourselves of just how happy it sounds with the single that we've been playing rather a lot, Who's Hurting Who? And then I want to talk to you about the amazing collaboration that's on there.
When you come after me and I go after you, when both of us are doing what we want to do, we both lie to each other, don't care much for the truth. But tell me something, tell me something. Who's hurting? Just cut straight through. You tell me who I am, I tell you what to do. Both of us are victims of each other's contradictions. When our instincts meet, we can't break through.
Station.
Who's Hurting Who features Nile Rodgers. How did that come about? What was that like?
Cool is cool, Mr. Cool, Nile Rodgers. It was incredible. I mean, I still pinch myself. I still slide into the kitchen every time I hear it on the radio and sort of embarrass my kids saying, do you know who that is playing with your papa? But, you know, the reason I wanted him on this record was that it was more than just having his amazing sound on it. It was about having his blessing. Europeana is a concept, and it's an album that's celebrating European music. It has had so many faces to it over the last sort of 60 years, since the Second World War up until now, since we've really looked to America for inspiration. And I just really wanted to celebrate that and highlight how many different faces European music has had. The three fundamental things of European music are nostalgia, melody, and storytelling. That's always been there because that's part of the tradition of European music. However, since it's been looking at America and it's met the blues, rock and roll, funk, disco, soul, and now Rodgers was a big part of that. He really affected European music single-handedly. He lived in Europe for a long time. He lived in Italy for a long time. He worked with a lot of Italian, French, Spanish artists and changed the sound and the face of European music. So I wanted his blessing. And he loved the whole concept. And he couldn't have given me a better blessing than, you know, being on this song with me.
It's a brilliant track. And it really introduced the album to us. But it's a sound that goes throughout, like you say, it's a genre, you know, the title that you've chosen for the album, you're sort of saying this is a genre we're bringing and such a melting pot. Before we get to the new single, Secret Life, I want to talk a bit more about those building blocks that you've alluded to and what sort of brought you here, because you love music yourself. So lyrically, musically, personally, have you got a preference which we go for first? Those are the building blocks I thought we'd go through.
Let's start with musically, I guess, because the song I chose is from a French band, which many people will know but won't know that they're French predominantly, which is a perfect example of Europeana at its best. Even though there's an American influence here, there's nostalgia, there's storytelling, and there's melody. And this is a song called If I Ever Feel Better by a band called Phoenix. And it was the soundtrack to the summer of my life when I was about 19 and had finished high school and went traveling around Europe. And this song was quite big at the time. Anytime you went out, this was the song playing. So to me, it was a soundtrack of my real European summer, my first independent, grown-up European summer, boy to man, coming of age. And it's kind of been with me ever since. And I love the way this song makes me feel.
They say an end can be a start. Feels like a barbarian still alive. It's like a bad day that never ends. I feel the chaos around me, a thing I don't try to deny. I better learn to accept that there are things in my life I can't control. They say love is nothing but a sore. I don't even know what love is. Too many tears I've had to fold. Don't you know I'm so tired of it all? I have no terror of these spells. Finding out the secret words won't tell. Whatever it is, it can be named. There's a part of my world that's fading away. You know I don't want to be clever. To be being or superior. True like ice, true like fire. Now I know that a breeze coming me away. Now I know there's much more dignity in defeat than a brother's victory. I'm losing my balance on the tightrope. Tell me please, tell me please, tell me please, tell me please. Took my place, I ain't even playing my own game. The rules have changed, well I didn't know. There are things in my life I can't control. I feel the chaos around me, a thing I don't try to deny. I better learn to accept that there's a part of my life that would go away. Dark is the night, gold is the ground. And the sickle is silent in my heart. There's one that strives for hell to come. I am sure I come through, I don't know how. They say a name can be a star. Feels like a barbarian still out. I'm losing my balance on the tightrope. Tell me please, tell me please, tell me please, tell me please.
Savoretti.
Does it take you back to being on that European road trip when you listen to it?
I mean, I still feel the sunburn every time it comes on. I can feel the salt on the back of my neck, on my shirt. I can smell the two-stroke engine from the Vespas coming by, or the little dinghies in the sea. I love it. It was a trip that sort of went throughout Greece, most of Italy, Spain, and ended up in actually Sardinia, a beautiful island in the Mediterranean near Genoa, where I'm from.
And you've been back there as part of the promotion for the album, making amazing video diaries as well, haven't you?
Well, I went back to Portofino, which is a place like right next to Genoa, in Liguria, the region where I'm from. And Portofino was this small little town, where I actually grew up. I mean, I was baptized there. And from then until about 15, I would spend 2 months of every summer there. That's where we would kind of park it. It had a big effect on me, musically and just as life in general. It's one of the most beautiful places in the world.
Oh, I felt like I'd gone on a holiday when I saw the video on YouTube. I really did. Back to our building blocks then. Which next, lyrically or the personal choice?
Lyrically, I'm going to go with a new song. This is The Weeknd, Blinding Lights. Or Blinded by the Lights. I forget what it is.
It's Blinding Lights. You were right the first time. Always get with you, Gup.
I doubted myself. So this is a really interesting example of Europeana. I know The Weeknd isn't. He's Canadian. But he is so influenced. Well, on his first album, you can hear so much of the influence of European music in it. But this as well, you can hear the influence of real European cinema in the music that he's choosing, in the synthesizer sounds that he's using. These really were born out of Giorgio Moroder and different film scores. So this is a kind of example of European, and you can hear it a lot in so much modern music. You can hear it in Dua Lipa, you can hear it in Michael Kiwanuka, and you can really hear it in The Weeknd. This is a perfect example of a Europeana sound, but with great lyrics. And the lyrics here are just such a great way of, you know, defining guilty pleasures of a night out. And I can relate to that quite a bit. So I absolutely love this song.
Station. It's Jay Calloway here with you, speaking to Jack Savaretti and talking about the inspirations behind the new album, Europeana. And Jack's gone for this, Blinding Lights, as a song that inspires him lyrically. It was the biggest selling song of 2020. It kind of proves that there's a real movement for this style of music that you're making, that The Weeknd is making, those others that you listed like Dua Lipa. There's a real movement behind it, isn't there?
Yeah, I think there's a nostalgia. Dua Lipa called her album Future Nostalgia. I think that was the title. I don't want to doubt myself again.
No, you're right.
But there is definitely a sense of nostalgia right now. I think that's very much due to the last kind of 2 years that we've had. Maybe pushing pause allowed us to reflect. And when one reflects, one becomes nostalgic almost instantly. And so I think there's a lot to be said about that. But I think music always is reflective. We always kind of look back to move forward. And nobody's imitating. I mean, Dua Lipa, The Weeknd, even Ed Sheeran's new single, Bad Habits. I mean, that sounds pretty Europeana too. That's definitely got a Euro sound to it. But it's not imitation. It's perpetuating. It's making it relevant today and pushing it forward.
Yeah, and nothing's new, but everything's kind of reinventing and evolving. Absolutely. Really slowly, isn't it? No, I love that. Finally, before we get to bringing Secret Life, let's get our final building block, which is your personal choice, a song that speaks to you or you've drawn from personally as a music maker. What do you think?
Well, I've always been fascinated with, in French, it's called the chanteur, the singer-songwriter. But it kind of has a different meaning in the French and the Italian culture of music. Because in English and American, if you think of singer-songwriter, you think of a guy with a guitar, or you think of a guy playing the piano, you think of that. Whereas in Europe, you think more of Julio Iglesias, Charles Aznavour, Jacques Brel. And Charles Aznavour, to me, is one of the great singer-songwriters. There's more theater behind it. There's a real drama behind the songwriting and behind the performance. So this is, to me, the greatest example of that. It's a wonderful song that he actually translates in English too. So this is the English version called She.
Jade Calloway meets Jack Savaretti.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Forces Station.
She may be the face I can't forget. A trace of pleasure or regret. Maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song that summer sings, maybe the chill that autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or hell. She may be the mirror of my dream, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. She always seems so happy in a crowd, whose eyes can be so private and so proud. No one's allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the one I'll care for through the rough and ready years. Me, I'll take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
How do you feel when you listen to that song then, that song that's influenced you so much?
Well, I think romance is something that's undervalued these days. And I think music has the power to be so romantic. And I don't mean by love songs. I mean, there's a lot of love songs on the radio, but they're not romantic. I think it's about capturing a certain realness and a depth to a moment or to a place. You know, a park bench can be romantic. Death can be romantic. I mean, you just have to see certain old films or read old great novels to realize that that can be romantic in itself. But I think in this, there's something so beautiful in the simplicity of describing her, she, and the simplisticness of this song is what makes it so romantic. It's not trying to be clever, and yet that's what makes it so clever.
And so this brings us on to the brilliant creation that you've made. The next single is Secret Life. What was going through your head when you came up with the concept for this?
There's a great Colombian philosopher, Marquez, who said everybody has three lives, your personal, your professional, and your secret life. And I absolutely love that. I thought that was brilliant because everybody's got something they're not telling you. Everybody's got a part of themselves they're not showing. And it's not necessarily bad. And secret doesn't necessarily mean alone, because people got confused by this, because actually in the middle of the song, you actually hear my wife saying, I won't tell if you don't tell. And that threw a lot of people, including my band. They were like, wait, what? Did you just get your wife to say, I won't tell if you don't tell, on a song called Secret Life? And I was like, I said secret life. I didn't say alone life. She's very much part of my secret life. So yeah, take that as you want.
Station.
Jade Calloway meets Jack Savaretti.
This isn't the only track on the album that your family have been involved with. Is that a byproduct of working from home?
Well, my daughter and my wife are the first sound you hear on the album, and my son and my daughter are the last sound you hear on the album. I don't want to say it was due to lockdown, because I don't think it really was. I mean, it was definitely pushed more because of lockdown. They were so involved in making this record because of how I found the sounds, how I found the music. They were my editors. You know, every time I wrote something, I would check it with them. They were really involved in it, more than they probably liked to be involved with. I mean, by the end, they were like, oh, for goodness sake, do we have to listen to that again? But I was, you know, checking stuff. It was definitely challenging making a record in these times. Although we got to Abbey Road for 10 days to make it physically all together, what happened, like the post-production, when you sort of edit everything, that was a lengthy process and a challenging process. And it meant me listening to a lot of stuff here alone as loud as I can with the kids and saying, what do you guys think about this? However, having them on the record was magic. It captured an innocence that no professional singers could have given me. And that's exactly what I wanted to get, because I was reflecting on some of European music from an earlier time, from past years, which was more innocent. And I really wanted to capture that. And I think they did. So it was wonderful having them on it.
Things I didn't have to say to make you fall in love. 'Cause I remember you and how I used to look at you, and all the little games you'd play to make me fall in love. Maybe time has turned our diamonds into dust. Sense of anything when you fall in love. We didn't ask for much, all we ever needed was a touch. Nothing looks like everything when you fall in love. I'm not.
BFBS,
The Forces Station.
Jade Calloway meets Jack Savoretti.
I think it sounds wonderful having your family involved in these records. And you sort of touched on what that process was like of building the album during lockdown. How did it actually look?
Well, it was right here in this living room where I'm talking to you from. I luckily got myself, as a sort of gift from the success of the last record, I got myself a little baby grand piano. And I didn't really play piano that much. I mean, I still don't really, but I really made a thing to get better at playing the piano over lockdown. I was actually learning a song a day via Instagram. I think I did like 54 songs or something in the first lockdown and the first two lockdowns. And that was a way of keeping sane, keeping connected, and also entertaining, just providing some entertainment, because that's what we do. So it was a way of kind of still doing my job every day. And I wrote the whole album right here, pretty much. I was able to get a few guys that I write with all the time and for my band, et cetera, to come out when we could. But it was all right here in this living room. And we really tried to sort of live the life that we were creating in this album, which was a holiday. We were so fortunate with the weather last year that it was like being in the south of France or in the Costa Azzurra in Italy or the Amalfi Coast. We were having long lunches in the garden, in the sun, drinking and dancing. And then we'd sort of make music and try to make it this holiday atmosphere. I think it worked. Well, it was great fun to make, that's for sure.
It does. Like, you can hear it. You can hear the joy in all of the tracks. I'm quite cross that you're one of those people who had a productive pandemic, because I did not. I had ambitions to learn instruments and things. It didn't happen.
I went for it.
Well done. Like, I'm proud of you, but also jealous, because I just failed. You now get to look at leaving the house and the prospect of a tour. How do you feel about getting back on stage?
It was nuts. You know, we got back on stage last weekend for the first time at a gig out here in Chichester in a great show called Pub in the Park. And it was terrifying, but wonderfully terrifying. You know, we've been playing so much music over lockdown, myself and the band. We've been making and playing music, but playing knowing that somebody is listening is very different to just playing. And we forgot the adrenaline part of our job. You know, a lot of it is creative. A lot of it is discipline or lack of discipline. But you forget that the real buzz is that adrenaline and that power to connect. You know, making an album, writing songs is like digging for treasure. Playing them live is like showing everybody what you found. And it's amazing when you can do that. You know, they're two different things. They're both wonderful in different ways. And I can't wait to get back on tour and show people what we've discovered, the treasure that we found making this record.
As well as the new tracks, what is it from your back catalogue that we could put on that you know just always resonates with the audience?
It's really difficult because I've got 7 albums now. Like, I've got a lot of stuff, and it's quite challenging because you always leave something out. You always get somebody at the end of the show going, why didn't you play blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, well, you've only got a certain amount of time we can do. You know what I mean? We can't stay there all night as much as we'd love to. I don't know what's going to be the old. I always bring old friends along for the ride. I always bring old songs. You know, Candlelight from the last album was something special. Catapult from the album before that, When We Were Lovers, Other Side of Love. Although I have to say, like, Greatest Mistake from the last album is something that really has a magic moment live. It's one of those everybody sings along, which is fantastic.
Sitting on the edge of another day, waiting on the sun to rise. All that I can hear are the thoughts you're thinking. Making up with all of my enemies, memories I don't like. I'm tired of the feeling of your heart breaking. Is that I never let it show these feelings I feel. But God, I hope you know how much I love you. I'm never gonna let you go. Let you go. Hey, you picked me up when I was down, when I was lost. You came.
came and found me. You took the pieces of my heart when they had all broken apart.
Specials.
Jade Calloway meets Jack Savaretti.
Anyone you can't wait to go and see perform now? You know, who will you be at the front of the queue to see yourself?
Oh, so many people. There's an amazing French artist right now called Clara Luciani, and she's, I think, just done three nights sold out at the Zenit in Paris, which is this amazing arena. It's their Wembley, basically. And yeah, I'd love to go see that. The last show I went to see just before lockdown was Michael Kiwanuka, actually, at Oxford, here where I live. And that was amazing, too. I don't know. I'd get some new stuff. I'd love to go see Sam Fender. I know he's going to be back at it very soon because he's got a new record. And yeah, I'd love to see him live.
I remember the sickness was forever. I remember snow videos, cold Septembers, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach, the busies round us up. Do it all again next week in embryonic love. The first time that it's scarred, embarrass yourself for someone, crying like a child. And the boy you kicked Tom's head in still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and claws you when you die. With a grin. is always the joker, buried in their humor, amongst the white noise and boys, lock the room, talk and lads, drenched in cheap drink and snipe bags, a mirror picture of my old man, oh God, the kids are damn hard, can't he chant that, but he looks sad.
Humble as well, like he's a really nice guy. Yeah,
he's divine.
Before we let you go, because I know we have got to let you go, are you up for a quick game, Jack?
Always.
Now, it's a very silly play on the fact that you are Jack Savaretti and the Royal Navy have their own language. It's called Jack Speak.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's good knowledge. I didn't know that.
Naval lingo is nicknamed Jack Speak. I thought I might throw you a couple of bits of Jack Speak and you can just try and work out what on earth
what it maybe means. Okay, cool. I like this. I might take notes here because I'm going to need this. I love that I can just say it's Jack Speak. It's Jack Speak.
Yeah.
It's a great name for an album.
Hey.
Might be the next album, Jack Speak.
It'll go down very well with the Navy, that. Yes, we are for it. Okay, the first one you have, I know for a fact you have actually been exposed to this word before. Essence.
I mean, as in the essence of something.
Yeah. So I'll use it in a sentence.
Yeah.
Wow. They are essence.
Oh, my goodness. That's Jack Speak. I love this. This is very poetic already. I wasn't expecting you to start with essence. I don't know. I guess the sort of the soul of something. Am I looking into this too much?
For the Royal Marines.
What does it mean for the Royal Navy, you mean?
The Royal Marines portion particularly like the word essence. And it means that they are looking at a vision of beauty, a person or a thing, something that's peak, really beautiful.
You would just say essence.
Essence. They describe themselves as essence, to be
that's
honest.
That's very poetic. I love I can't imagine a bunch of Marines describing themselves as essence. I never would have thought that. That's brilliant.
They do. Maybe it can be the first track on the new album, Jack Speak.
Essence.
Second one for you. Goffer. Do you know what a goffer might be?
No. To be honest, a goffer. I feel like I've heard that before. Like a loser? Is it like somebody who's a bit of an idiot?
A goffer is a soft drink, a can of fizzy pop.
A goffer?
Yeah.
Where does that come from? Do you know the origins of that?
Oh, no. I mean, the Navy's very old. No one knows, I don't think.
A goffer. I have heard that being used before. Yeah. Is it used for beer as well?
Possibly. No. It's generally a fizzy drink soft in drink. A can, so possibly.
I feel like I've heard it in a pub. I've definitely heard that, a goffer.
There you go. You've been in the pub with the Navy and you didn't know.
It might be a type of glass, a type of cup, a goffer. Is that where it comes from?
It probably does.
Yeah. Cool.
Ready for another?
Yeah.
Next up, nutty.
Somebody who's crazy, I'm going to go for, but that's too obvious, isn't it?
We're staying on a food and drink theme. It's a sweet treat. It's your pudding at the end of your dinner.
I'll have a nutty.
Yeah. You going in for some nutty?
So that sounds all sorts of wrong. Oh, well.
Doesn't it?
Totally does. I like it. It's the Navy's Nutella. Let's just leave it at that.
There you go. Okay, I've got two more for you. The next one is really quite out there. I'll give you a clue. It is also a foodie one. Skinheads on a raft.
Skinheads on a raft. Jesus. Oof. What could that be? It's not like pigs in a blanket, is it? Like the equivalent of pigs in a blanket.
I like your thinking. It's not. It's beans on toast because they've got no hair and they're on a raft.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. I'm using that. I'll have some scrambled eggs and bacon and skinheads on a raft. I love that. That's going in the knowledge bank.
You never forget it when you learn that because it's just so out there.
It does, but it makes sense. Again, so poetic.
Final one for you. Where would you be if you were in the Heads?
In the Heads? I don't know. I guess in your bunk bed, like on a ship or something?
It's a great guess. That's good knowledge. But it's not. You're in the toilets.
Ah, fair enough. I should have known that. Why? I'm not. Why Heads?
I was going to say, you shouldn't have known that because why Heads exactly? Yeah. I don't know.
I'd love to know the origins of all of these.
I probably should have prepared better and brought the origins.
Because I'm sure they come back to some really old school reasoning, which I love.
I'm sure they do. The Navy's got a lot of rich history, but there you go. We now know the next album's going to be called Jack Speak, but it's been... such an honor.
It won't be called Skinheads on a Raft, that's for sure. I'm going to avoid that one.
I think it'd be a good band name.
Well, it totally would, actually. It would have been, maybe, like in the sort of, you know, in the punk rock days. I don't think it would go down very well now. I think that raft would sink pretty quick.
I love that. Right, we've got to let you go, but thank you so much for your time. Jack, shall we do the closing track from the album to say cheerio, that one that's got your family on it?
Yeah, I'd love that. This is a song called War of Words, and it's a song of hope I wrote for my kids. There's so much divisive talk these days, everywhere you turn, everywhere you know, look, everything you read. And I just wanted them to know that a war of the words is not always the right answer. Be nice. Try to be nice. Try to give people the time of day and don't jump to conclusions too quick. Yeah, if you can, listen to the whole song, because at the end there's a beautiful choir with my children and some of their school friends singing on it. And I think you can't help but be left with a real sense of hope for the future.
You dream of a world you want to see, but it doesn't mean the same to you as it does to me. You look for the meaning everywhere. I walk away, but that's not to say that I don't care. How does time decide how you and I make up our lives? A war of words is not the answer to all the questions that we ask. It's a tale as old as time. Maybe love is still the answer to all our lives that just go by too fast. Let the past be in the past. You'll never change what you have done, but you can choose to be the person you become. Moving up and moving on, life's a race that everybody has to run. How do we make sense of it all? How do we rise where no one needs to fall? A war of words is not the answer to all the questions that we ask. It's a tale as old as time. Maybe love is still the answer to all our lives that just go by too fast. Let the past be in the past. I hear the children play, and I don't have to listen to know what.
BFBS, original music specials.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.